The Cape and Islands are currently being visited by tens of thousands of tree swallows that are staging here while eating large quantities of bayberries. They are congregating along shorelines and headlands, especially in areas with lots of low-growing bayberry. Mind-boggling numbers of these graceful birds assemble as they head south. Estimates are extremely difficult to quantify. Unlike the majority of land birds which migrate south during the night, the fast-flying swallows migrate during daylight hours. Birds from all over the central and eastern part of the continent move on the prevailing winds to the coastline before heading south. They feed primarily on flying insects. They often perch in long rows on wires or branches. They also land on beaches in large aggregations, eating sand that acts as grit and roughage to aid their crop in the grinding and breaking down of food items. Tree swallows are most unusual in that they change their diet from 100% insectivorous during the summer to almost 80% frugivorous during the fall migration. When cool weather diminishes the insect supply, they readily switch to another caloric-rich food, the hard, waxy fruits of the bayberry. Temperatures along the coast are not subject to big fluctuations due to the moderating influence of the warm ocean, allowing for more insect activity. Even more importantly is the availability of nutritious berries, specifically the wax myrtle or bayberry, which grows along dune lines in immense thickets. The tree swallows gorge on these fat-rich berries, digesting the outside but leaving the seed viable. These supplement insects in cold or bad weather to sustain the hungry migrants. The fragrant and hardy bayberry has developed a successful strategy to ensure its continued survival and dispersal. The waxy and nutritious berries are highly prized as food by the migrant birds. Two species in particular have evolved to depend on this durable and readily available food source. The swallow flocks in the fall, comprised exclusively of tree swallows, at times eat nothing but bayberries. Birds have extremely efficient digestive systems for processing food. As flying animals, weight is critical, and they must be able to get sustenance for energy but not carry the added weight. They eat the berries and shortly after excrete the seeds. Swallow flocks leave a virtual blanket of bayberry seeds upon large parts of dune areas, thereby assuring a new crop of plants into the future. Even the most hardened nature cynic has a hard time shrugging off the wonder of a seething mass of graceful swallows. The Cape and Islands is a great place to observe this fall phenomenon. Counting the number of individual birds is problematic, as the moving flock resembles a smoky cloud, not birds, as it twists and turns. However, with practice, and after analyzing photos, the art of estimating numbers of birds in enormous flocks can be incredibly accurate. In our area, these huge flocks of birds can range anywhere from 2 to 300,000 individuals. As one gets a chance to be outside over upcoming weeks, with a little luck, you should encounter a migratory swarm of swallows. Pull up a piece of sand and watch these most graceful of birds. They will descend as a flying tiny horde upon bayberry bushes and feast on the berries. Then, after eating prodigiously, as one, they lift off in a cloud, either moving on or finding another bayberry patch to feed again. Until next week, keep your eyes to the sky.